Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2383 and it was recorded on Thursday the 9th of July 2026. Welcome from me, Ruth Murray, and as usual I am joined by Paul Henderson. Today we have our usual mix of items, news from the city, some letters to the evening news and two features which will be read by Robin Quine. We send a warm welcome to one new listener this week. Hello and welcome to Mrs. Valerie Shorten. We hope you enjoy the programme.
We really don't need a warm welcome, Ruth. It's already too hot. Anyway, hello everyone. We begin our first set of news items with a couple promising to unite their community by reopening their social club. Pub managers have pledged to build a stronger relationship with a village after taking on its social club. Emma and Chris Kirkley are planning to bring the community at the Long Arms closer together with the Spixworth Social Club, which they will reopen this month at Spixworth Social Hub CIC. The couple were appointed as the new licensees in June, after the site suddenly closed on May the 30th. Refurbishments quickly began and the pair are now looking forward to reopening. The couple have run the Long Arms for the last 2 years and were looking to take on a new challenge. The hub has a new board of 7 directors, including 2 ex-parish councillors, an ex-policewoman and an East of England ambulance worker.
A mobile wood-fired sauna is being launched at a beauty spot near the city. FYR Ritual, a mobile sauna and cold plunge business, is opening at Salhouse Broad in Lower Street this Saturday. Callum McCabe, who moved to Norfolk from London 7 months ago, spent 3 months building the sauna, which he runs with his partner, Millie Matthews. And the 27-year-old is already building a second sauna, which he plans to launch near his home in Haysborough. Mr. McCabe was inspired by his travels to Scandinavian countries, including Sweden and Norway. Tickets for an hour-long sauna experience can be booked on FYR Ritual's website for £15 per person.
You've obviously got the hot stories tonight. An Anglo-Dutch choir is set to bring the sounds of Renaissance and Baroque ages to Norwich. Coming from Briel, a town near Rotterdam, the Dutch singers will perform with singers from various reputable Norwich choirs. This marks the choir's 4th annual choral weekend in Norwich. The choir will be under the direction of Ashley Grote, Norwich Cathedral's Master of Music, who will also perform 2 organ solos. Their concert, featuring works from composers like Thomas Tallis, Josquin des Prez, J.S. Bach and Scarlatti, among others, is expected to offer an entertaining late summer afternoon. Concertgoers will also be treated to a lullaby by William Byrd. The choir will perform at St. Peter Mancroft, Norwich, on Sunday, August the 30th at 3 p.m. Tickets are priced at £14 on the door, cash only, but can be purchased in advance by email for £12. They can be purchased by emailing Norwich Briel Voices, that's Norwich, then B-R-I-E-L-L-E, and then Voices, at iCloud.com. The choir will also entertain devotees of choral music at Windham Abbey on Saturday, August the 29th at 5 p.m. The ticket pricing follows the same structure as the Norwich concert.
A Norwich-based company developing gene-edited bananas has acquired a banana plant propagation business which operates across Latin America, Asia and the Middle East. Tropic, headquartered at Norwich Research Park, is using gene editing and breeding technologies to develop Cavendish bananas with improved traits such as disease resistance, reduced browning, extended shelf life and higher yields. It has now acquired Rahan Meristem, a leading banana plant propagation company with the production facilities in Costa Rica, Colombia, Ecuador, Israel and the Philippines. The acquisition provides Tropic with large-scale plant production and distribution capacity across the world's major banana-producing regions. More than 20 million tonnes of bananas are exported each year, but commercial production relies almost entirely on a single variety, the Cavendish, leaving growers exposed to disease and supply chain disruption.
The Norfolk potholes, which took the longest to fix, have been revealed, with ones on streets in Norwich and Necton taking more than 8 months to be repaired. As the number of complaints about potholes on the county's roads surged by almost 40%, holes in Norwich's Thorpe Road and Tunns Road in Necton took months longer to fix than council targets set out. The one in Thorpe Road was reported on May the 12th last year and inspected 3 days later. It was ranked as priority D, the lowest priority, but it should still have been fixed within 84 days. But it was not until January the 26th that the pothole was repaired, 252 days after it was first inspected. A council spokeswoman said, "We're pleased that Norwich or Norfolk continues to perform strongly on pothole repairs, with more than 99% completed within target times in 2025-26. Every pothole is assessed and prioritised according to risk, taking into account size, location and the type of road. Councillors will discuss performance in fixing potholes at a meeting of the authority's Infrastructure and Development Committee on Thursday. In the report, which will come before councillors, highways officers said the number of potholes on the 6,200 miles of Norfolk roads the authority is responsible for was far lower than many other authorities.
A Norwich care home resident has celebrated her 100th birthday surrounded by friends, family and her twin sister. Irene Beckett marked the double milestone at Care UK's Cavill Court on Dragonfly Lane, joined by loved ones and fellow residents for a day of celebration organised by staff. She was joined by her twin sister Muriel, and together they extended the festivities with an afternoon tea at Park Farm Hotel, spending time reminiscing about their shared century together. The sisters' close bond has endured through a lifetime of shared experiences, including a double wedding and honeymoon in 1949. Born just minutes apart on May the 25th, 1926, they have rarely been apart, and although Miss Beckett now lives at Cavill Court, Muriel visits regularly for a cup of tea and a chat. Asked about the secret to a long and happy life, Irene said, "Keep smiling, keep going, and always make time for the people you love."